for whatever reason, and given what has happened to them, given their health, their physical, their psychological health, where they are in the moment, many people are just more prone to stress at particular situations.
That's Baruch Viscoff, a psychologist and professor in the Department of Engineering and Public Policy at Carnegie Mellon University. He says an absence of early communication about COVID-19 left some people without confidence that the supply chain would remain intact. He adds, in this type of situation, some of us feel more vulnerable than others.
You go to the store to buy the essentials that you will need. And if you don't find the food that you usually like, there is other food that you can buy. But there really is no substitute for toilet paper.
The government has assured Americans there's no reason to believe the U.S. supply chain of products or food will halt due to the pandemic. But many store shelves are empty of certain goods, so the hoarding continues, especially toilet paper.
Once they're in the store and there's some group dynamics and people are under stress, then you will find some people behaving impolitely.
In his view, hoarding or even panic buying are not accurate descriptions.
I mean, hoarding is a bad term. Panic buying is a bad term because this deliberate, reflective behavior for people who, are trying to be responsible. And the whole story leaves out the people who don't have the money, the transportation, the physical strength to get the things that they need.
Viscoff says another thing controlling people's behavior during this time is how much television they watch.
The explanation for that is that television is very good at grabbing your emotions and keeping you watching past the next commercial. It doesn't deliver a lot of information. And as a result, people are continually riled. People want to learn more. But the information in these situations is coming out fairly slowly. You'd be able to shut down the information flow and the search for information that isn't there. So there are people who are working you and you don't want to expose yourselves to them.
Viscoff also reminds us that social media is not always an ally.
Social media are good for seeing how your friends are dealing, learning for creative solutions to problems, providing support to one another, but it's also a source of wild notions and conspiracies. And one thing we know from the research is that people are very good at making sense of anything. So you can read a conspiracy theory, you don't trust the source, you know it's crazy, but there's a part of your mind says, well, I wonder how, gee, maybe. Once you've got that bit of thinking in your mind, it's hard to get it out. So it's important to get ourselves through this period, not to be distracted by things that will not do us any good.
Viscoff says ramped up purchases have also likely been exacerbated because there's no knowing when the directive to self-isolate will end.
So sometimes very thoughtful decisions run into bad luck, and sometimes very thoughtful decisions involve making the best of a bad situation. So if we've done all we could in terms of getting information, in terms of being creative about solutions, and then have made a reasoned decision, then we can hope for the best, but we shouldn't add the insult of regret to whatever injury befalls us.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.